Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of NovaGold Resources Inc., ticker NG, a company in the gold mining space with some serious potential. If you're interested in precious metals or looking for a unique investment in the mining sector, stick around because we're going to break down everything from their financials to their flagship project and what it could mean for your portfolio. Let's get started. So, first things first, let's set the stage. NovaGold is a company focused on gold exploration and development, and they're not your typical miner already churning out ounces. They're in the pre-production phase with a massive project called Donlin Gold in Alaska, which we'll talk about in detail. This isn't a household name like some of the big gold producers, so I want to make sure we cover the basics before we get into the numbers. If you're new to NovaGold, think of them as a high-risk, high-reward play in the gold space, heavily tied to the success of one key asset. Let's dig into who they are and what they're working on. NovaGold Resources Inc., based out of Vancouver, Canada, has been around since the 1980s, originally incorporated in 1984. Their main focus is the Donlin Gold Project, a 50-50 joint venture with Barrick Gold, located in Alaska. This isn't just any gold deposit. It's one of the largest undeveloped gold projects in the world, with over 39 million ounces of gold in measured and indicated resources. That's a staggering amount, and it's situated in a politically stable jurisdiction, which is a big plus for mining investments. The company isn't generating revenue yet, since Donlin isn't in production, so their story is all about future potential. They've got a small team, only about 14 full-time employees, and their CEO, Gregory Lang, has been steering the ship with a focus on advancing this project toward a construction decision. Keep in mind, this is a speculative play. It's about betting on their ability to bring Donlin into reality. Let's move into the financial side to see where they stand. Now, when it comes to revenue, I'll be upfront. NovaGold doesn't have any. They're a development stage company, so there's no income from operations to break down. No product segments, no geographic revenue splits, nothing like that. Their financials are all about cash burn and funding the Donlin Gold Project through exploration, permitting, and feasibility studies. So instead of diving into revenue segments, let's pivot to how they're managing their cash and what their financial health looks like as they push toward production. Looking at their earnings, NovaGold's latest full-year results for 2025 show a net loss of about $94.7 million, or negative 26 cents per share. That's a significant loss, but it's not unexpected for a company at this stage. The year before, in 2024, they reported a loss of $44.4 million, or negative 13 cents per share, so the losses have widened as they ramp up spending. These numbers reflect heavy investment in Donlin Gold, including drilling programs and moving toward a bankable feasibility study. There's no profit to speak of, just expenses piling up. But that's the name of the game for a pre-production miner. What matters here is whether they have the cash to keep going, and we'll get into that with their financial statements next. For now, just know their earnings are deep in the red, but it's part of the long-term plan to get Donlin up and running. Let's talk about some insights from their recent 2024 year-end financial results conference call. Management emphasized a net loss of around $45.6 million for the year, which aligns with what we see in the financials. They're burning through cash on operating activities, but they also highlighted a strong balance sheet, which gives them runway to keep advancing Donlin. The focus was on the project's progress, including high-grade drill results and moving toward key milestones like the bankable feasibility study. They're confident in the long-term value creation here, especially with gold prices trending higher, and they underscored. Stress the importance of their partnerships with local Alaskan communities and their commitment to environmental and social responsibility. It's clear they're trying to position Donlin as a world-class asset in a stable jurisdiction, which could be a big draw for investors if they can execute. Let's take a closer look at their financial position to see how they're funding all this. Diving into NovaGold's balance sheet for 2025, they've got about $110 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a healthy amount for a company at this stage. Total assets sit at $335.9 million, while total liabilities are $172.1 million, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of $163.8 million. That's a positive sign. They're not drowning in debt, and they've got some financial flexibility. Looking at their cash flow, operating activities used up $38.7 million in 2025, which is their cash burn on project development and overhead. On the flip side, they raised about $40.9 million through financing activities, likely tied to recent capital raises we've seen in the news, like the $310 million bought deal they closed in early 2026. That infusion of cash is huge for their runway. Over the past few years, their net losses have been consistent, ranging from $27.8 million in 2019 to the $94.7 million in 2025 I mentioned earlier. The key takeaway? They've got cash to spend, but they're burning through it fast, and they'll need Donlin to move forward to justify these losses. Let's see what the valuation tells us about whether this stock is priced right. All right, let's talk valuation. NovaGold's current market cap is around $397 billion, with a share price of $9.07 as of the latest data. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at but 37.2, which makes sense since they're not profitable. There's no price-to-sales ratio to speak of, since there's no revenue. Their enterprise value is roughly $3.95 billion, close to the market cap, showing minimal debt impact on their valuation. Now, comparing this to the gold industry average PE of about 25.5, it's clear NovaGold is a speculative bet. You're not buying earnings, you're buying potential. If Donlin Gold comes online, projected for 2031, and gold prices stay strong, this could be a multi-bagger. But if delays or funding issues hit, the valuation could look wildly overblown. Their beta of 2.16 also tells us this stock is volatile, more than twice as sensitive to market moves as the average stock. So, high risk, high reward. Let's break down the strengths and weaknesses next. Let's run through a quick SWOT analysis for NovaGold to get a sense of where they stand. Starting with strengths, they've got a world-class asset in Donlin Gold. 39 million ounces of gold is nothing to sneeze at, and it's in Alaska, a safe mining jurisdiction. Their recent $310 million capital raise also shows strong investor confidence and gives them cash to work with. Plus, partnerships with Barrick Gold and local communities add credibility and support. On the weaknesses side, they're not generating revenue, so it's all cash burn right now, and losses are mounting. Donlin is still years from production, with risks around permitting and construction timelines. Opportunities? Rising gold prices could make Donlin incredibly lucrative, and favorable court rulings, like the recent Alaska Supreme Court decision on water rights, are clearing hurdles. As for threats, regulatory delays or community opposition could stall progress, and they'll likely need more financing down the road, which could dilute shareholders. It's a balancing act, massive upside if they pull it off, but plenty of risks to navigate. Let's check out how the stock's been performing lately. Looking at NovaGold's recent performance, this stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 4.06%, and over the last month, it's gained 3.66%. But zoom out, and the picture gets even better, up 30.23% over 3 months, 93% over 6 months, and a whopping 232.41% over the past year. That's incredible momentum, likely fueled by rising gold prices and positive news around Donlin, like insider buying and that big financing deal. Over 5 years, though, it's only up 15.56%, showing this hasn't always been a smooth ride. Compared to the gold industry, which is up 172.59% over 1 year, NovaGold is outperforming, but it's also more volatile with that high beta. For short-term moves, the chart shows strong upward momentum, but I'd watch for pullbacks given how far it's run. Long-term, it's all about Donlin's execution. Let's wrap up with a look at intrinsic value to see if it's worth buying at this price. Now, calculating an intrinsic value for NovaGold is tricky because they're pre-revenue, and traditional discounted cash flow models rely on future earnings that are, frankly, speculative at this point. Donlin Gold isn't expected to hit commercial production until around 2031, and there are too many variables, gold prices, CapEx costs, permitting timelines, to pin down a precise number with confidence. Instead, let's think about it conceptually. The project's 39 million ounces of gold, at a conservative $2,000 per ounce, could imply a resource value north of $78 billion. Even factoring in extraction costs, taxes, and a 50% stake with Barrick, the potential value is massive compared to their $3.97 billion market cap. But here's the catch. Getting there could take billions in investment and years of execution. So while I can't give you a hard intrinsic value number, the upside scenario suggests NovaGold could be undervalued if they deliver on Donlin. On the flip side, if timelines slip or costs balloon, the current price might look expensive. It's a gamble. Think of it as a call option on gold prices and project success. For risk-tolerant investors, there's a case to buy, but size your position carefully, given the volatility. All right, folks, that's the full breakdown on NovaGold Resources. To sum it up, this is a speculative gold play with a world-class asset in Donlin Gold, but it comes with big risks, cash burn, long timelines, and execution challenges. The recent stock performance is hot, and their cash position looks solid after that $310 million raise, but it's not for the faint of heart. What do you think? Are you bullish on gold and willing to bet on NovaGold, or do you see too many hurdles? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video. Take care.